It's time for the Local Beat with Dave O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every week here, we welcome in Dave O'Brien. Dave, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, Rocco. Thank you.
Great to hear, Dave. Great to hear, as always. And I wanted to start with a story regarding some baseball. I know you are an avid baseball fan yourself through your Facebook and Twitter posts and all of that. And if you are a fan of the Lake Erie Crushers, you have a chance at some discounted seats for this Thursday's opener. But you got to do an extra step, and that is get a COVID-19 vaccine. Yeah, the Crushers offering some discounted seats for those willing to get a COVID-19 vaccine down at the ballpark. Dave, what are the details here?
Yeah, so basically what we have is the Crushers have partnered with Lorain County Public Health and said that anyone who comes out to Mercy Health Stadium in Avon from 4 to 7 on Thursday will have the chance to get a $5 tickets to Crushers games if they go ahead and they get their vaccine. So it's a way to get people out to the ballpark, you know, cheaper tickets there, and also just basically to help out the community and make sure that more people get vaccinated. I mean, that's one of the ways that we're going to defeat this virus.
Yeah, this seems like a really good idea. I'll peel the curtain back on my own life a little bit here. I work part-time for the Akron Rubber Ducks down there in Summit County, and they've partnered with the Summit County Public Health Department, and they've been offering vaccines on their concourse as well during the games. And from what I can tell during the games, it seems like a good idea. People are at least over there talking to the table, asking questions about the vaccine. We were kind of talking before our interview here off air about, some people's hesitancies with it and some of the different rumors and theories you see about the different vaccines. But from what I can tell, Dave, this seems like nothing but a good idea to try and get people healthy and vaccinated.
And really all you need to do is go on to the Lorain County Public Health's website, go to Lorain County, LorainCountyHealth.com/coronavirus. Make sure you register in advance for the vaccine. There's no cost. You can choose, your free pre-game COVID-19 vaccine, either Johnson & Johnson for people 18 and older or Pfizer for people 12 and older. And then basically that's kind of it. And then just commit to it. You know, it's always good to ask questions. You know, if you have concerns about it, you can ask the public health professionals. If you have concerns about it, ask your, you know, if you don't do anything else, ask your doctor. You know, give your doctor a call and say, hey, is it safe for me to get this vaccine? I mean, some people have had, you know, bad allergic reactions to vaccines. Mm-hmm. That's fine. That happens. But talk to your doctor if you have concerns. I mean, talk to the medical professional.
There you go. Simple as that. Talk to your doctor, talk to your medical professional, and you could have a chance at some discounted Crusher seats and a chance to enter into that Vaximillion drawings that everybody seems to be going crazy about these days. So, there you go. You go to LorainCountyHealth.com. Find out more about the vaccinations happening at Crusher Stadium this Thursday from 4 to 7. Dave, second story I wanted to talk about here with you today regarding the North Ridgeville Corn Festival. It is back on. Very, very exciting for the community. Obviously, no Corn Festival in 2020 due to the pandemic, but with things opening back up, it will be back for 2021. And looking at Dylan's article, doesn't seem like this will be an easy thing to pull off, though, necessarily. What are the details here?
Yeah, so as you said, my colleague Dylan Reynolds reported that basically a month after announcing that the Corn Festival was not going to happen due to the pandemic, organizers reversed themselves and said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and hold the event from August 13th to the 15th. The committee president, the Corn Festival committee president, John Bukowski, said group talked with Lorain County Public Health, got a blessing to go ahead with their planning and with their programs and their project and their much appreciated Corn Festival. I know there were a lot of folks about a month ago or so who were very upset that the Corn Festival was not going to happen. And now with the state starting to reopen, people, you know, who are fully vaccinated, being able to drop the masks if they're comfortable doing so, they can basically go ahead and try to have a good Corn Festival this year. They're looking for community members who are interested in volunteering. So you can reach out to organizers if you choose to do that. There was a meeting earlier this week at the South Central Park Pavilion for that kind of thing, and it really is kind of a volunteer effort, you know, according to John Bukowski. And there was kind of mixed reaction. You know, there are people who are worried about not having the event. It's a big draw. You know, people are really happy about a community event like that. about, you know, a lot of the festivals that got canceled last year, about, you know, kind of warming back up and coming back to that. But again, it's a safety issue, and public health professionals, you know, and the committee organizers work together to make sure that it would be safe for everybody. You know, they're also looking for the Golden Kernel Award winner for the coming year, for somebody who's a resident of North Ridgeville who's improved the community. And you can nominate people by sending letters to webmaster@nrcornfest.org through July 26th.
There you go. North Ridgeville Corn Festival back on for August 13th through the 15th. And from the looks of it, details as far as like rides, games, food, all of that still seem pretty light as of now. But again, the Corn Festival still looking for some volunteers, and that should be very exciting to have that back this year. I missed out on a lot in 2020, Dave. It was my first year in Lorain County, and events like these kind of all went into the trash can, unfortunately. But thankfully, we do have the North Ridgeville Corn Festival back for 2021. So very exciting stuff there. Dave O'Brien, our guest here this morning on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on? What can we be expecting to read this week?
Well, we got a bunch of stuff going on as per usual. You know, I'll have a commissioners meeting this morning, so we'll have some stories about the commissioners making some decisions about levies coming up on the November ballot. We might see Lorain County taxpayers anyway. We'll see some levies on the ballot. That should be coming up. I'm working on another COVID-19 related story that kind of also crosses the border with my other beat, which is the court system. So I don't want to give away too much, but if you check out your Chronicle Telegram, you'll see a little bit more about that. And just whatever else we need to do to tell Lorain County stories, being today's Chronicle and at chronicletea.com.
You heard the man. Today's Chronicle Telegram or the e-edition online at chronicletea.com. The spots to go to catch up on the latest happenings around Lorain County. Dave, we can close out the interview as we do every week here. My favorite part of the week, that is. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I guess today we get to pick on Twinsburg. Unfortunately, wonderful community. I have no complaints about Twinsburg, but again, from our friends at Northeast Ohio Scanner at @NEO_scan on Twitter, a disturbance at the Get-Go gas station where an approximately 30-year-old black female was streaming on Facebook Live while attempting to punch people and screaming profanity.
Well, that would be a sign for customers to get going out of there, right? Don't want to be caught up in too much of that. Goodness gracious. Well, hopefully everybody was okay on the scene there. Wow, great scanner story. Dave, well, I appreciate the time as always this morning, Dave, on the Local Beat. I appreciate your efforts to catch us all up with what's happening around Lorain County. Have a great week, man. I look forward to catching up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll talk to you later.